It's official. The Central Bank of Nigeria has announced that because of a combination of low oil prices and a weak currency, Nigeria is now in a recession. But for months, Nigerian kitchens have been suffering from another catastrophe, a nationwide tomato shortage. As Julia Simon reports, some Nigerians think they can learn a bigger lesson from the tomato crisis.
If you want to know how much Nigerians love tomatoes, all you have to do is listen to a few Nigerian love songs. This is Laurie Richards singing a song by pop star Flavor. She says sometimes Nigerian men compare beautiful women to beautiful Nigerian tomatoes.
You know, Nigerian men, they like hiding their feelings. They don't come out openly to tell you the way they feel.
So instead they call you a tomato.
Somehow.
Tomatoes are prized in Nigeria. You find them in jollof rice, in stews. Well, you used to. Laurie is a caterer here in Abuja, and at a recent wedding, her salads look different. In the salad, did you have any tomatoes?
No. I wouldn't even try it. It's a no-go area for us.
A no-go area?
Yes, of course.
Then she gets serious.
But for real, it's not funny at all. People can no longer eat stew. They just do their normal white rice or fried rice. That's what is in vogue now.
Laurie wanted to show me how hard it was to find tomatoes, so she took me to the market. We found one vendor, Abba, washing the few gnarly-looking tomatoes he had. He said there used to be 10 vendors here, and the prices have soared. He showed me a basket that used to be 500 naira. It used to be 500, and now it's
5,000 or 4,500.
Wait a second. It's 10 times the price. Initially, Nigerians suspected the shortage was the result of someone trying to corner the market. But it wasn't that.
No, it wasn't.
Biodun Claudius Cole is a crop protection specialist at the University of Ibadan, and she says the culprit was actually a moth, Tuta absoluta.
The pest eats up the green of the leaves, so what you have at the end of the day is just a blanched appearance of the leaves.
So this is one of the few times in Nigeria that, in fact, it wasn't a conspiracy.
Exactly.
While a new crop of bug-free tomatoes is starting to appear in markets, Dr. Cole expects prices won't fully return to where they were. And that's because of oil. Nigeria used to get most of its foreign currency from the oil sector. But with the low oil price, militant attacks in the Niger Delta, the oil dollars aren't coming in. Now the country simply doesn't have the dollars to buy things from abroad. For farmers, that means a struggle to import things like tractors and pesticide, and a reason to keep tomato prices up. But with the high price of tomatoes, there might be a silver lining. Because suddenly, the national conversation isn't just about oil, it's about produce.
This is one of the few times that scarcity of a commodity has generated so much attention to the point that it caught the attention of the president.
Von Kamedi agrees, and he says it's an opportunity. He's a former activist and consultant turned rice farmer. And he says with this crisis has come a national soul searching about diversifying the economy.
Everyone has been talking about tomatoes, but I think more broadly, the tomato situation made us to reflect more on how little we are doing in the agricultural sector, at least compared to the size of our country and our potential.
He says agriculture is a way not just for Nigeria to get foreign exchange through exports, but also become less vulnerable to the volatility of oil. Kamedi says some of his friends now plan to move out of the oil economy and into agriculture. And Kamedi himself says he's not just planting rice, he's planting tomatoes. For the world, Julia Simon, Abuja, Nigeria.